Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are joined this segment by Jeremy Zellner. He is the chair of the Erie County Democrats. He is the vice chair of the New York Democrats, and he is the Erie County Board of Elections Democrat Commissioner. Jeremy, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Doing well this morning. Before we get to the political stuff, let's talk about the upcoming election. We have a special election at the end of this month, Jeremy. When do polls open? Is there early voting for special elections?
Yes, we've got early voting starting Saturday on the 20th through the 28th. Polls are open 12 to 9 on the weekend or weekdays and 9 to 5 on the weekends at all of our 38 sites across the county. And then election day is April 30th, where you go back to your regular polling place.
And this is for former Congressman Brian Higgins' seat. It will be Tim Kennedy against Gary Dixon. And Jeremy, well, I guess I got to ask this question first. What was the turnout of the primary? And are we expecting similar or better turnout for the special election?
You know, the turnout for the presidential primary was not very good. But I think we're going to have a little bit more of a turnout for this special election, because there wasn't a lot on the ballot for that primary. The race was already settled on both sides. The nomination was sewn up, you know, but according to state election law, we had to hold the election. It's not like we could just decide not to have an election. So you didn't have a lot of action. This one, Tim Kennedy's been up on television already for a few weeks now. He's got a lot of mail going out. He's really not taking anything for granted and working hard to make sure our vote gets out on the 30th.
Now, and just so people know how this works, so you'll have the special election, and then sometime this summer, there will be a primary for both parties, and then that seat is up in the general election in November, correct?
Yep, could be. We don't know about a primary in June, but there'll be a primary date in June set, and then we will have the November election, general election.
All right. Now, we were talking with Lindsay Larigo in the last segment, and a few things of the county executive came up, and I've heard you defend the county executive's decision to go to Ashtabula to see the eclipse. Your thoughts on, it's not just WBEN, everyone's been covering the controversy. What's your takeaway?
You know, I'm not so sure I would call it a controversy, and if I were the Republicans, I would be trying to make this into some kind of a crisis as well, because they literally have nothing else. You know, Mark made sure this community was safe. He went on and told us we could have a serious issue here and we should all be careful about what we're doing. As the weather predictions started to come out, I think he was pretty vocal about, hey, it looks like we're not going to have as much ability to see it here. Looks like the weather's going to be bad. Stay tuned. And Joe, I just think that anyone who was really into this kind of thing, you know, the county executive is a huge astrology guy. But anyone who was really trying, you know, flying in from all over the world that would have caused us a state of emergency saw these weather reports and thought, I am not going to Buffalo. I'm going to try to find another place to do this. And therefore, we didn't have a lot of traffic here. We didn't have a lot of people coming in. I've heard reports that a lot of private flights that were scheduled to come to Buffalo were diverted to Indianapolis that day. So there was just a big change because of the weather.
No.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And you know, I have to say, I was able to see it for 45 seconds. I was pretty happy about that. But what do you say about this? You know, the region, obviously he's the county executive. I have to applaud the governor. She came to Western New York to see the eclipse. But don't you think he owes it to the region to join with us and see what we saw?
You know, I don't know that he owes it to the region to be here. You know, the county executive has worked incredibly hard, as you know, to put our community in a strong position. There's no county executive who's been able to put our community in the position we are like Mark has. The fiscal situation the community is in is unprecedented. We're growing for the first time. And they really don't have anything to hit him on. He won a resounding reelection last year. They keep trying to paint him as this out-of-touch guy. And yes, Joe, is there some times where I'd like to take his phone and throw it in Lake Erie? I would. But I don't think you can really fault him for wanting to go and see this eclipse.
You know that soundbite might be played a lot tomorrow, just so you know.
That's okay.
And my last question for you, Jeremy, is, and I know, you know, you're the chair of the Erie County Democrats. I understand there is it's not a complete connection to the county executive. However, he did have a press conference this week and he didn't invite WBEN. This is the same guy who said while Donald Trump was president, you know, that Donald Trump had no right banning CNN, which I agree with him, from the press pool. What is different about not inviting WBEN when he had those same words to say about President Trump banning CNN?
Well, first, I don't think there's ever been a time, no matter what has happened, that I haven't come on the station and talked to you guys, no matter what. During the toughest things for our party or our elected officials, I've never ducked you. You know, I don't know. Maybe he thinks you're fake news or something. I mean, it sounds like something you guys have to work out as a station in the county executive's administration. But, you know, as I said, as a party leader and someone, you know, I've never not come on, and I will always continue to come on as long as you'll have me. It's you know, something I'm not going to run away from.
No, and Jeremy, we always appreciate that. I do actually have one more question for you. Looking at the national landscape, obviously this is Biden versus Trump now, right? There's no question of what the election's going to be in November. Obviously, New York State's not really much at play in the election, but how are you seeing this thing play out at this point of the election?
I think it's very simple, Joe. I think what you have going on right now is you've got a president who spent last night in a situation room working with his people to shoot down drones that were attacking Israel and doing everything he can do to stay on top of the international situation. And you've got the other side where the Donald Trump is going to be facing a criminal jury selection tomorrow morning. And, you know, Joe Biden's trying to get things pushed through this dysfunctional Congress that is not happening. You know, you see them there. They haven't even passed the aid to Israel or Ukraine at this point. You know, the border, the crisis that they keep manufacturing and saying is such a big problem, they're not addressing. They said, we're going to hold off on that because we don't want to make anyone look good. And, you know, bring it all on home for the special election. How is Gary Dixon saying, geez, I'm going to go down there and fix all this in the Republican caucus in the Congress. That's not going to happen. They're dysfunctional. It's the Republican Party who continues to stop any progress and slow the progress of, you know, at least getting funds and aid over to the affected areas. And that's that. And by the way, one more thing. Back to the county executive. That trip to the border was not paid for by taxpayer funds. Maybe if he invited you to his meeting, he could have told you that. But the fact is that was an Association of Counties situation where we are a member of that. And a lot of good things come of that for our community and a lot of partnerships that we can work with other communities work. So just so you know, I've been told that was not paid for by taxpayer funds.
I do have to ask one question. You mentioned Gary Dixon, and I know he's running for Congress against Tim Kennedy. But you do have to admit that Gary Dixon's done a good job now in two elections of getting people from both sides of the aisle to get elected in what isn't the reddest of towns, West Seneca.
Yeah, well, there's no question he's been successful in winning elections, but he also was kind of helped out by the last administration, who gave herself about 7 raises and spent the town into oblivion. So, you know, if you can't run against that kind of activity in a town and win, there's something wrong with you. You know, he is somebody who I don't think is going to represent the 26th district well in Washington. Tim Kennedy has worked incredibly hard to put himself in a position to deliver unprecedented resources to this community for infrastructure. It's a heavily Democratic district, and we're looking forward to a big victory on the 30th. And honestly, if Gary Dixon wasn't even had the courage to file petitions to run in November, you know, I think he kind of knows where we're going here.
I should have asked this question first when talking about the election, Jeremy, but you know me, I stuff pops into my head toward the end of the interview. We are going to see a little bit of redistricting in November. Will NY26 be redistricted very differently from what the district looks like in the special election?
A little bit. In November, all of Lackawanna will be back in the 26th district, and all of West Seneca will be back in the 26th district. Currently, Lackawanna is not there, and half of West Seneca is. So in November, you're going to see a little bit of a change, and folks need to remember that they can go vote in this election if they live in the current 26th district. They can always go to our board website, elections.erie.gov, to see if they're eligible. And remember, they can also get a paper ballot to vote by mail if they would like for this election at the same website.
Jeremy, as always, thank you so much.
You got it, Joe. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.